Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's news channel and the all-new MNC Nation. I'm your host, Casey Hendrickson. And you know what? Happy Friday. I want to do something a little bit different. I know that I kind of teased doing maybe potentially doing a Music Monday sort of a thing. And there's some concern about licenses and all of that stuff. So I've got to be careful about how I do that stuff. Most of you know that I play music on the show periodically, though. And I just, you know, it's a Friday. We're going to hit some heavy stuff today. And I'm going to do my best to not descend into a mood. And I know some of you like me being in a mood, but it takes me a while to dig my way out of a mood sometimes. So why don't we try something a little bit different, shall we? I've got something here for everybody. Oliver Anthony's new song. And Oliver Anthony's the guy who's gone viral and just gangbusters. Number one song on the Billboard charts now. Just a dude who posted a song on YouTube. Richmond, North of Richmond was the hit. But he's got a new song out, which frankly I think is better, personally. But that's because it speaks to me. I mean, his other music does as well. But this one hits me right where it hurts. But Oliver Anthony's new song, ladies and gentlemen, I Want to Go Home.
Well, if it weren't for my old dogs and the good Lord, they'd have me strung up in the psych ward. Cause every day living in this new world is one too many days to me. Son, we're on the brink of the next world war, and I don't think nobody's praying no more. And I ain't saying I know it for sure. I'm just down on my knees begging the Lord and take me home. I wanna go home. I don't know which road to go. It's been so long. I just know I didn't used to wake up feeling this way, cussing myself every damn day. There's always some kind of bill to pay. People just doing what the rich man say. I wanna go home. Now four generations farming the ground. Grandson sells it to a man out of town. 2 weeks later, trees go down. Only got concrete growing around. I wanna go home. I wanna go home. I don't know which road to go. It's been so long. I just know I didn't used to wake up feeling this way, cussing myself every damn day. People have really gone and lost their way. They all just do what the TV say. I wanna go home. If it weren't for my old dogs and the good Lord, they'd have me strung up in the psych ward.
It is rare for musicians to have multiple huge hits. At the time that I am putting this out to you, it is the number 8 song out there, and it just debuted 3 days ago. You know, he's got the number one song in the country. Even Billboard Music couldn't ignore it. There's a lot of musicians that we play that are independent that get completely ignored by the Billboard charts, even though they sell way more than your corporate musicians do. And there's just no holding this guy back. I don't know what else to say. There's just no holding this guy back. You know, Oliver Anthony, which is, he's basically come up with the protest song of our generation. with Richmond, north of Richmond, and then he puts this thing out there. I want to go home. And listen to the stuff that he says in that song. I mean, it's just, this dude just has it. You know, he's got it. I've been around music my whole life. I used to work in music and things like that when I was young, before I got into talk radio. This dude just has it. You know, sometimes you just need to find somebody who has that X factor, and that's this guy. You know, this guy turned down $8 million in contracts. You know that? And the reason is he doesn't want to travel. He doesn't need no buses. He doesn't want to play big venues. This guy just wants to make his music and do his own thing. And you know what? Some of the musicians that have kind of paved the way over the past few years have proven that you don't need a record label to be successful and to make good money. And you don't need to go on tour to make good money. You can upload them to the internet and you can make very, very good money doing that. And they can't ignore the charts anymore on this stuff. So, I mean, I love watching this guy succeed. I really do. Watching Oliver and Anthony do what he's doing just by going out into the woods with a microphone and his guitar and his dog and his truck and just recording these things is crazy. So good for him. Ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump turned himself in yesterday, hung around a little bit to kind of see what happened. And we had some clashes and some looked like some of the people who were supposed to turn themselves in weren't allowed to turn themselves in. It was a whole thing. But, you know, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this just because it is what it is. And we'll probably address it after the weekend and get into it on Monday. We all expected this to happen. We all knew it was going to happen. What I found interesting is how completely and totally tone deaf Democrats are on this. Like, they don't get it. You know, Trump mugshot and Trump mugshot day were trending on Twitter, and I'm watching these Democrats posting videos of Kamala Harris dancing, which is one of only two talents that she has. And she, you know, these people are just out there, like, basically it's her dancing with a bunch of people, and everybody's going to buy a shirt with Trump's mugshot on it. Like, this is a big Democrat win or something. You leftists, you do realize that Trump supporters are going to be the ones wearing his mugshot, right? It's Trump supporters that are going to, it's not even a co-opting. It's Trump supporters who are going to wear it. This merchandise is going to blow up. It's like the old Ted Cruz gang thing. I think it's going to blow up. It's going to become a meme. And you're going to see Trump supporters wearing Trump's mugshot and various iterations and memes of it as a badge of honor. Like, this isn't anything to be ashamed of at all. And if you're going to be a Democrat and you go out there, I almost feel like I shouldn't tell them this because Democrats can't meme and they don't have a sense of humor. And it would be amazing just to watch them fall into this trap. You Democrats and you liberals and you leftists out there who go and buy anything with Trump's mugshot or any iteration of a fake Trump mugshot, and you wear it, you are going to be assumed to be a Trump supporter in less than 3 days. That is about all it's going to take. You are going to completely waste your money, waste your time, and you're going to be running around going, yeah, I got Trump's mugshot on me, and somebody's going, oh man, you're a Trump fan too? And you're going to lose your mind. But that is how completely disconnected from reality the left is right now. This is going to go by gangbusters. Trump supporters, the MAGA Nation, and everything else out there, they are going to be wearing this mugshot or any iteration of the mugshot as a badge of honor. And leftists are going to waste their money thinking it's an own. It's good stuff. Love watching it. All right, we'll get into the heavy stuff next. We got more coming up. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. Got to tell you about R&B Car Company. If you're looking to upgrade your vehicle, R&B Car Company is my recommendation. Their dealer network is massive. Their vehicle selection is huge. And it is versatile. May not be the right word for it. Diverse. There we go. That's it. Diverse. And I know that every dealership basically has cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and all that stuff. But the makes, the models, the fact that motorcycles are available. I mean, it's R&B Car Company has something for everybody. Whether you're looking for a higher mileage, older, cheaper vehicle, or a low mileage, new vehicle, a newer vehicle that still has a factory warranty on it. It's entirely up to you. They've got everything from those and everything in between. Go to rbcarcompany.com. That's rbcarcompany.com. Visit the dealership nearest you. When you go into R&B Car Company, do me a favor. Let them know that I sent you. All right, let's dive into this. There's a story that I had yesterday. It's an awful story. I still haven't brought myself to post it, and I'm not going to talk about it today. You know, I used to listen to somebody. I don't remember who it was, but I listened to somebody, and they were basically saying that, you know, they went their entire life. They weren't squeamish about anything. They didn't cry about anything. That was me. And then they said, you know, then I became a dad, and it's like now everything makes me cry. And it's kind of like the same thing. I don't know if there's any other guys out there that kind of experience this, but I can kind of personalize everything that involves kids. And it's one of those things that, man, I didn't laugh for many years. I didn't cry for many years. Became a dad. It's like everything makes me emotional now. And I couldn't read the story to you yesterday, because I wouldn't have made it through it. The stuff that is happening, and I know it's always horrible when you lose somebody, and you know, I've got a good friend of mine who just lost his daughter. And it's just one of the saddest, most awful things that can ever happen. But when you read about parents who are trying to reach their children and are told not to by authorities, and then reassured by those authorities that their children are safe, only to find out that their children were not safe later. What a horrible emotional roller coaster to have to go through. And we found out today that the Maui officials were actually attending a FEMA disaster training program on Oahu while these families were burning to death in Lahaina. These stories from the post-millennial. More than 1,000 people are still missing on the island of Maui after wildfires tore through the town of Lahaina, and officials declined to either divert water or sound warning signs while children and families were burned alive. Tony Kinnett, who I still haven't had on the show, I'm going to reach out to him. Maybe we can get him on next week. He just got back from Maui. One of the interviews he did was with somebody who had no water at her fire hydrant. There's a fire hydrant right outside of her house, had no water. They wouldn't turn the water on at all. And I know that we've told you that, but you know, when you have a fire hydrant right outside of your home and there's no water in it, and that's third world country stuff. That's not, everybody knows, even in the lowest income areas of the United States, everybody knows you can pop open a fire hydrant and the kids can play in the water. You're not supposed to, but everybody knows you can. And for you to have a fire hydrant outside of your house and for there to be no water there is just crazy stuff. I played you the audio. The guy's like, no, we're not supposed to use water. We worship water. It's just, I don't know. There is a government ineptness here. This is not a cultural thing, because Hawaiians are really mad. This is not like Hawaiians are different than us and, you know, different religion, different perspective on life. That's not what this is. This is just pure environmental cult mentality, and possibly even something more nefarious than that. But we've alluded to some of those theories out there, some of the stuff that's been coming down the pike, but you know, we can't prove any of that. It's been revealed that the top emergency officials in charge of the wildfire response were not even on the island as the fires blazed. It is feared that many of those who were killed are children. That's an understatement. Maui's officials were on the island of Oahu for a FEMA disaster meeting held annually at Waikiki in Honolulu. These officials did not join a call about the response until 5 hours after the fires were reported. The officials did not join a call about the response until 5 hours after the fires were reported. Look, I find it difficult to believe that I would be a more responsible human being than a lot of other people. But if my responsibility is in this area and we end up hearing that, oh, hey, your responsibility is having a bit of an issue right now, I would check in. Hey, is this big? Is it small? Is it contained? Is it not? Do you need help? What do I need to do? Bring me up to speed on what's happening here so I can help direct things. I'm only, you know, an island away, and I can be there if you need me. It's how is it that that doesn't happen? How is that 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 does not happen? Normal people, you, me, the people around you, normal people will spring into action if something like this happens. Why is it that we consistently find government officials, not just in this case, but why is it that we consistently find government officials don't spring into action? Is it because government officials are apathetic to, I don't know, the peasants? Is it because government officials are lizard people? I don't know. What's the answer to that? How is it that this is your job and somebody tells you that there's a fire on the island and you don't check in for 5 freaking hours? 5 hours. I mean, I know that the guy that was responsible for this has no background in emergency management. But I'm sorry, Jim down the block would have no issues handling this situation. And if he didn't know the answer to it, you know what he would do? He would talk to the fire captain and he'd be like, "What's your suggestion?" And he would probably roll with that guy's expertise. This is one of those things where, and again, I kind of hate to say it, but I think it needs to be said. When you look at what happened in Kabul and Afghanistan, it is impossible to screw that up the way it was screwed up unless it was intentional. Now, in Maui, I suppose my words could ring true there as well. But in addition to that, the only other possibility with Maui is just, you're just unconcerned with the locals. Uncaring, unconcerned. The peasants can die for all I care. I don't know how else. I mean, those are your two options, folks. It was either intentional or they do not care at all about any of the people there. And I'm not sure which one of those things is worse. To be perfectly honest with you. Which one's worse? When you have government officials who would intentionally let something like this happen because of malice or some plot or conspiracy. Or government officials who just didn't care enough to try and save anybody. I don't know which one's which. I truly don't. And it's just, it's one of the most horrific things. And when you hear some of these stories that are out there, I just, there's no explanation for it. You know, going back to Hurricane Katrina, Ray Nagin took all the buses. They wanted the buses to evacuate people. Ray Nagin's like, "Nah, park the buses." And somehow that was George Bush's fault. Like I said, folks, I'm glad that we started light. I really am, because it's going to be a heavy day. Got more coming up. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. Time to check in on Impress Jewelry Creations, creating meaningful jewelry for the moments that last a lifetime. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. Do got to tell you about Warren Chiropractic. Most of you know, I do go to Warren Chiropractic. I go there once a week, sometimes a little bit more. And Warren Chiropractic has been great for me. My neck pain is not an issue anymore, and this is something that was debilitating for a period of time. Most of you know that I went into Warren Chiropractic because of an old neck injury. It went from me having a couple of days a month where it was really bad to being a week, to being a couple of weeks. And then it was, you know, it was pretty much 2.5 to 3 weeks. My neck was excruciating pain. And then I had a week, week and a half where it didn't hurt. And it got to the point where it was evident on the live stream, had people say, "Hey, go to Warren Chiropractic," had coworkers recommend it. And I did. One of the best decisions I ever made. Because Warren Chiropractic, it took about a month or so of treatment over there to really get it under control, but I have not had major issues with my neck since then. And for those of you out there who have neck or back pain and you're living with it or you're trying to take over-the-counter drugs, which are not healthy, or you have prescription drugs, which are, again, not healthy. Maybe you're looking at the possibility of surgery, which can be very risky. You owe it to yourself to try a great chiropractor first, because you might be able to avoid all of that stuff. You know, people who seek out chiropractic care are far more likely to avoid surgery than those who do not. Your chances of being hospitalized go down. Your hospital stays go down just because you visited a chiropractor. So if you are in pain, you owe it to yourself to go to warrenchiro.com, click on that new patient tab there, learn all about them, make an appointment, let them know I sent you. Jen Psaki, yes, Psaki, haven't talked about old Psaki in a long time. She's a blithering idiot. Most of you know that. We've covered that over the years. So Jen Psaki and Glenn Kessler is a Washington Post fact checker and a bunch of others. You know, they've continued to repeat the lie that nobody supports late-term abortions or abortions up until birth. Oh, okay, we'll address that here in just a second. So Washington Post fact checker Glenn Kessler attempted to deflect from Ron DeSantis' statement that Democrats pushed this policy. And he does so in a revealing, non-committal way. So this is what he said. This is a common Republican talking point that Democrats support nationwide abortion on demand up until the moment of birth. The implication is that late-term abortions are common and that they are routinely accepted by Democrats. Okay. He goes on to cite some statistics showing how few abortions fit this criteria. He does nothing to refute that Democrats, by the way, have pushed for unlimited abortion access. At all times. In fact, Pete Buttigieg did that repeatedly when he ran for president. So when you have people like, you know, Jen Psaki go out there, and this is what she tweeted out. Jen Psaki tweeted this. No one supports abortion up until birth. So she's getting ratioed to the hilt because this is actually a very common platform of Democrats nowadays. Now, there are many Democrats talking about rank-and-file Democrat voters who disagree with this. There are a lot of pro-life Democrats, believe it or not, who do not vote. I don't understand it. They do not vote their beliefs or their conscience or what have you. And in fact, it wasn't that long ago. I think it was the governor of New York, or was it the mayor of New York City, who said any pro-life Democrat can leave the party now? Seven states and the District of Columbia have no limit laws passed on the issue of abortion. California, Colorado, New Mexico, and others have actually signed laws making late-term abortions legal. In describing her state's legislation, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham was on with Margaret Brennan this past April, not that long ago, and when asked pointedly about what the law entailed, she did not blink about this reality. Margaret Brennan, what so nailed down for me then how you define, because up till now, my understanding is that there wasn't a limit on when a pregnancy, a woman, could receive an abortion. Have you set any limit on that? Governor Grisham, and I quote, there are no limits. So for us, and then Brennan interrupts the governor and says, that's very controversial. Governor Grisham then says, it can be. I mean, look. It's the 1% of all abortions, and that's still a sizable number of abortions worldwide. Okay. Uh-huh. You know, what I find interesting about this is that, especially with everything's happening in Indiana, for those of you in Michigan, you're in a different boat than we are, but, you know, when they're constantly saying that you shouldn't restrict abortions because what about rape and incest? And we point out that rape and incest are less than a percent of all abortions. That's never an argument for the pro-abortion crowd. And you'll notice that the state of Indiana gave exemptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother, which are all the three things that are constantly used by the pro-baby murder crowd to justify pushing abortion. Well, they got those things. They got the exceptions that they always use as arguments. And what's happened? They're furious. The ACLU is out there. And say, dude, the ACLU yesterday on Twitter, swear to God, you can go look at my Twitter timeline at Casey the host. You will see that I reposted this and mocked them for it. The Indiana ACLU posted an image that said pregnancy is now compulsory in Indiana. I'm going to look, I know it's a Friday, okay? I know it's a Friday. I know some of you are driving. Don't drive off of the road. Pregnancy is now compulsory in Indiana. Who wants to tell them? How do you get pregnant? So you didn't do the physical act of not doing the physical act in order to not get pregnant, okay? You did not use any preventative contraception, which is not limited at all in Indiana. You chose to not do those first two very critical steps, and you diddled somebody. You diddled somebody that probably isn't a good choice as a long-term partner. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in. So you've now had three opportunities to avoid having an unwanted pregnancy, but you didn't do anything to prevent it. And it's compulsory now? Really? That's how that works, huh? You are dealing with brain dead people. Well, I mean, it may not be true. You might just be dealing with evil. It's possible. Evil people appeal to brain dead people by saying stupid things that brain dead people don't understand are stupid. You know, one of my favorite quotes, "For God's sakes, give me a man wise enough to know he's making a fool of himself." And if you don't know, if you're not wise enough to know that you're making a fool of yourself, you are extra special dumb. And that's what we're talking about here. So Jen Psaki's out there. Nobody supports abortion up until birth, which, again, is crazy because we've got all these examples of it. All of these examples of it. You know what? Hey, I'm going to give you an example of Jen Psaki out there telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that Joe Biden actually supports this stuff. Hey, have a listen to this.
He's announced his strong support for passage of the Women's Health Protection Act, urges Congress to pass it.
Okay. Do you know what the Women's Health Protection Act did? Yeah, let's take a look at it. Remember, we were talking about this, debating this back in the day. Post-viability abortions would be allowed nationwide without meaningful limitation. Under the WHPA, such abortions would require only the, quote, good faith medical judgment of a healthcare provider that the, quote, continuation of pregnancy would pose, quote, a risk to the pregnant woman's life or health, which, by the way, included mental health. And guess who the medical professional is here? Not a medical doctor, because the Women's Health Protection Act removed the requirement that a medical doctor perform an abortion. Isn't that interesting? The WHPA defines healthcare provider broadly. The term is not limited to physicians. The provider's judgment need not be objectively reasonable. The abortion must be allowed even if the baby could be safely delivered alive with no risk to the mother at all. So that's Jen Psaki when she was press secretary talking about how Joe Biden himself supported abortion up until birth. Oh, you know, we got more sound bites coming up. Hang in there. Got more coming up. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. News Talk 95.3, Michiana's news channel. I am your host, Casey Hendrickson. Also want to thank the MNC Nation for tuning in as well. All three radio stations out there, thank you for spending your afternoon with me. All right. So we got to talk about MyPillow, and then we'll get back into the situation here with Jen Psaki saying something stupid, which is a commonality with her. If you go to MyPillow.com, the all-new MyPillow 2.0 with cooling technology is going to keep you cool. It's hot outside. Some of us don't have air conditioners that can keep up with the temperatures that are happening right now. Wouldn't it be nice if you had a pillow that could help keep you cool in the middle of the night while your air conditioner works tirelessly to lower the temperature in your home? That's what MyPillow 2.0 is. I want you to take the original MyPillow, then take the upgraded MyPillows, and then merge them all together and add cooling technology, and that gives you MyPillow 2.0. You go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Casey, get your MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. Give one to a friend, give one to a loved one. Keep it for yourself. You know, who knows? Cooling technology, maybe some people like straddle a pillow when they're sleeping. It's weird, but some people do that. I don't know, maybe the cooling technology can help you out there too. MyPillow.com, promo code Casey. Hey, here's the Democrat governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam. I know this soundbite was inevitable. Jen Psaki says, no one supports abortion up until birth. Yeah, here's Ralph Northam.
the infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
So as I had said with the Jen Psaki stuff, not only is it a part of the Democrat platform to support abortion up until birth, but you've got Democrats out there that support abortion after birth. For the record, I've been in this business for 18 years now. I feel like I've said that a lot lately. I've been in this business 18 years now. I have done stories of higher academics at major Ivy League universities in this country who have advocated being able to abort kids up until a year after they were born. That is not a joke. You know, when you got people out there like Glenn Kessler, Washington Post so-called fact checker, who routinely gets fact checked himself because he's not very bright. When you have people like that going, there's only like 1.3% of abortions out there are these late term abortions. OK, you know how much 1.3% of abort? First of all, I thought it was if it saves one life, it's worth it. I thought that was the mantra when it comes to guns and other things. Right.
If it saves just one life.
You notice how that never applies to a child when we're talking about abortion? You never notice that? Okay, what's 1.3% of abortions being these late-term abortions? That's in the United States. It's between 10 and 12,000 babies. That's just in the U.S. Now, considering that is more than the number of children who are shot to death in the United States, and they keep making a big stink about firearms and taking children's lives, well, I'm sorry, what seems to be the discrepancy here? You know, a review back in 2013, and I know it's about 10 years ago, but hey, we got a review. 2013, that most abortions that are done between the weeks of 20 and 28 are not for reasons, quote, not for reasons of fetal anomaly or life endangerment. They ended up finding out that a lot of the times what ends up happening is, you know, the woman made a bad choice of who to diddle. And maybe initially he was very supportive, and then he got a little sketchy, and he bounced. And then she decides late term that she's not going to keep the baby now because he's not around anymore. Oh, by the way, here's Fetterman, you know, the new senator, the mentally ill senator from Pennsylvania. Here's Fetterman being asked this very same question about late term abortions.
Do you support any restrictions on abortion?
I don't. I've always believed...
Even in the third trimester?
Do you think there should be any limitation on abortions?
No, I do not.
Up till now, my understanding is there wasn't a limit on when in a pregnancy a woman could receive an abortion. Have you set any limit on
that? There are no limits.
Is there a cutoff for you before that point?
No, to me, it's a reproductive, it's a healthcare decision. It's up to women to make that decision.
Okay, that is a five-minute video of Democrats. Started off with Fetterman, went into Mayor Adams in New York City, then went into the Grisham interview. The person that you just heard that last time was U.S. Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat again. Folks, that is a five-minute montage of Democrats saying that we support abortion up until birth. Pete Buttigieg made it a tenet of his campaign, for crying out loud. Mr. Chesticle himself. So, when you, the amount of gaslighting that is happening here is astounding. It is, look, either abortion is something to be shouted and proud of, or abortion is something to be hidden and lied about. Pick one, leftists, pick one. Most Americans, here's the truth. Most Americans do, in fact, support some abortion up until the viability of the child. Most Americans define viability of the child as hearing that heartbeat. That's the truth. That's what the science says. Some of you pro-lifers may not like that. Some of you pro-child baby murderers may not like that. But that's the reality of where the majority of Americans stand. Now, whether or not that's still the correct position is somewhat irrelevant. But that's where most people stand. Which is why the Democrats are constantly running around and lying to everybody about this. Now, we do have some really good services in the state of Indiana, some other states as well, on women who don't want to go through the process of being a mom. And those things are extremely important. And you know what's interesting about that is the left is the one who tried to demonize, like, you know, the drop off boxes and things like that at the fire department. You know, it was the left who demonized those. It was the right. I shouldn't say the right. The pro-abortionists demonized those. The pro-lifers celebrated those. And the pro-abortionists tried to demonize those drop boxes, those baby boxes, as you're going to force some young mother to go to one of these boxes and drop off her baby, and that's going to be traumatizing for her, and it's going to cause a social stigma to her. Meanwhile, it was the pro-lifers going, nobody's going to be upset with her at all. She made a difficult decision, and she had the courage to take her child somewhere where it would be loved and cared for in a way that she couldn't do. And we know exactly how that has played out. People celebrate those women. We know it's not ideal. Nobody says it's ideal, but I would much rather have somebody who doesn't want to deal with the process of adoption or anything. I'd much rather have her go to a fire department and drop that child off in that box than to murder it. And I have never heard anybody other than pro-abortion activists demonize those women. I have only heard pro-life people celebrate their willingness to do the right thing. Got more coming up. Newstalk 95.3, Michiana's news channel, and the all-new MNC Nation.
Podcasts by Federated Media.